I'm so happy you decided to take this step to learn one of the most foundational energy-based tools available to you in our Dynamic Intuition Workshop. You are a powerful, spiritual, energetic force. You generate your own energy field. You live inside it, surrounded by it. It is your energetic home. It's unique to you. Every day, you're focusing, directing, shaping, creating it, whether you realize it or not. What you might not know is that some of the energy inside your energetic home is not your own. Some might be your own, but extremely outdated, no longer serving you. If you can believe that that just might be true, wouldn't you want to be the one in charge, deciding what energy stays and what needs to go, and go now? You can take proactive control of your powerful energy field to create whatever you want. Energy is all around us. It's true, we can't escape it. But why would you want to? It's the juice of life. However, be proactive with it. Learn to manage and navigate it. Be in the driver's seat, in charge, even when that energy might be challenging. Create a life of contentment that's in alignment with your true joyful self. This energy tool, the grounding cord, is an energetic connection between you, your energetic spiritual self, and the center of the earth. It's created by using your imagination and the power of intention. Simple, yet extraordinarily powerful. When was the last time you felt weighted down with obligation and responsibility? Spread way too thin, couldn't think clearly, lost focus, lost sense of purpose, maybe spinning your wheels, feeling frustrated and sometimes even defeated. Sound familiar? It happens to all of us. It's hard not to experience that once in a while in our world that's so full of energetic clutter and moves so fast. That doesn't mean that you have to be knocked around by it or stuck with it until someone or something else shifts or changes it. Take charge. Create your grounding cord and say goodbye to the energy that destabilizes you, throws you off balance. When was the last time you felt productive, effective, enthusiastic, really happy with yourself? That's also a great time to have a grounding cord in place so you can avoid being thrown off balance. But even if you are, by putting it in place, it can help you get back to that wonderful state of heart and mind that you love. This grounding cord, this energetic tool I'm going to teach you, is to your energetic spiritual body what a grounding cord is to your house's electrical system. It's a tool with very practical purposes. For your physical home, the grounding rod provides the path of least resistance for those electrical surges to be safely routed into the ground. Similarly, this energy tool called the grounding cord is something that you will create, and it will be your energetic spiritual body's conduit through which you can redirect unwanted, unneeded energy inside your energetic home down the grounding cord into the center of the earth, leaving your space clear of energy that might otherwise create emotional, mental discord. What if I told you this process, with practice, can be effortless to achieve? Okay, don't take my word for it. Let's just get started. Find a quiet room where you'll not be disturbed, and take a seat in a comfortable chair with your feet resting on the floor in front of you. You might want to shift around a little to find a nice, settled, comfortable position. Now gently shift your state of consciousness to that of a child. You're playing inside your imagination, free and at ease. Take a deep breath. And on the inhale, allow your stomach muscles to relax and expand, bringing your breath deep into your belly. We do so much shallow breathing in our day. We need sometimes to just stop and take a deep breath and take it deep, deep down into the belly. And on the exhale, just intend for any tension in your body to give way and release. Let's do it again. Inhale and release. Now gently close your eyes and bring your attention to the base of your spine. This is the location of your first energy center, often referred to as the root chakra. Using your imagination, decide what you want your grounding cord to look like. You might like the idea of a hollow tree trunk attached strongly at the base of your spine, extending straight down, as if you were sitting on it, and it extends straight down until it reaches the center of the earth and roots itself there. Other ideas might be a waterfall starting at the base of your spine and pouring straight down, or a golden hollow tube wide in diameter, not wider than your hips, extending straight down and anchoring into the center of the earth, or a column of light. You may want to simply just see your spine continue down and extend beyond your body and down and expanding as it goes in diameter to make a nice hollow tube down into the center of the earth. If you like to play with color, give your grounding cord a color. Any color other than black and white works great. If you're finding it challenging to see your cord attached, simply draw an X at the base of your spine, right where you're sitting, right there at your seat. Draw an X, and then draw another one in the center of the earth, and then draw a line connecting the two of them. And then allow your image of the grounding cord to take shape. I like the idea of attaching the image of an anchor at the end of my cord as it continues to go down, straight down, so the anchor drops right into the center of the earth, nice and strong. Your grounding cord, it can be whatever you choose. Create one with your imagination that works for you. If it's hollow and connected at both ends, extending straight down, you're good to go. You have just created a conduit through which energy can flow out of your energy field, down into the center of the earth, where it can be composted, transmuted, reused. The important thing is that it's released out of your space. You don't have to be concerned about what Mother Earth, Mother Nature does with it. Just send it down. She'll compost it and know what to do with it. Once anchored into the center of the earth, you might notice a very subtle gravitational pull. Take a moment of quiet. Make a note of sensations or feelings you might be aware of, if any. Once your grounding cord is in place, it can go to work for you. It can even go on autopilot, just allowing energy to move out that might otherwise be cluttering up your beautiful, energetic, powerful, energetic home. Now you can practice using it. All you have to do is decide what you would like to release. Be specific. Anything. We can release the energy of anything out of our space that we choose. And then set your intention to allow that energy just to fall away and move down your grounding cord into the center of the earth. Let's start with something simple. Set the intention to release out of your energy field your day so far. Let it go. It's in the past. There's no need to hang on to the energy you have accumulated from it so far in your space. You won't lose the experience, just the energy associated with it. Take a deep breath. Let your day go. Just release it down. Let it fall down into the center of the earth through your grounding cord. Let's go ahead and also release the energy of the future. Whatever you have planned to do after you get up from this meditation, whatever you have to do the rest of your day, release the energy of it that can come in the form of thoughts. It might be that to-do list in your head. It might be the thoughts rattling around of what you have to get finished, who needs you, what you should be doing. Just let the energy of that go down your grounding cord, just for now, while you're sitting here. When you can live inside your energetic home, in between the past and the future, you're sitting in that infinite space between thoughts. You're in the present moment, that ever-elusive present moment that we all want to live in. It's in that place you can easily enter the portal to the intuitive spiritual self, where the ability to create is effortless and limitless. Let's try something else. What would you like to have less of in your life? Maybe it's the energy of impatience, worry, guilt, doubting yourself. Maybe over-the-top feelings of obligation and responsibility to others or a particular situation. What would it be for you? Take a minute and identify it. Now again, set the intention to simply release whatever you've chosen down your grounding cord. Release the energy of being impatient with yourself. Didn't get enough done. Always in a hurry to do more. Just release the energy of that thought down the grounding cord. Watch it fall away. Energy will flow effortlessly. You don't have to work hard at it. You don't have to push it. Bringing effort to it actually will slow the process down. Set the intention and just know it'll fall away. It knows where to go. Once you direct where you want that energy to go, it will go effortlessly. Great work. This process of creating this simple energy-based tool takes only a couple minutes. It's a great tool to aid in maintaining your balance and stability in any situation where you know you might encounter a person or a situation that carries with it challenging energy. Your grounding cord can just simply go on autopilot to release that external energy even as you engage with it. Try it. With practice, you will see the difference, not only in yourself and how you feel, but in those around you. They will also experience this difference in you. They might even want to know what you're up to. Now bring your awareness back to your body, where you're sitting in your chair. Gently open your eyes. And just notice how you feel. Does anything feel different? Maybe subtly. You might notice a strong difference, or you might not notice one at all. But you might realize that now the power's been placed in your hands to take charge and design your energy field to be the way you want it, so that you can bring into your life and create for yourself what's going to make you happy, what's in your best interests. You can design it any way you want. It's up to you. If you've enjoyed this process and want to learn more, please contact me. I would love to share with you what I have found to be fun, easy, heart-opening, and absolutely life-changing. Until then, I wish you well.